program you are about to hear, Bob's Slacktime Funhouse, is parody, satire, and comedy. Any reference to Bob, the Church of the Subgenius, religion, politics, or any other touchy subjects is intended only as humor and should cast no reflection on the high standards of WREK Atlanta, its staff, or that of Georgia Tech.
Welcome to Bob's Slacktime Funhouse, you dumb son of a bitch. We're back in stereo.
The Lymph Node Institute edition.
It's not anything personal. I just called you a dumb son of a bitch because I hate you.
It's because he knows your mother. Because you're so fat that when your mom had you, she stretched out wider than a double wide, and you're white trash too.
Hate us yet?
Come on, you gotta hate us. We're trying real hard.
We're trying to make you hate us because tonight we're gonna talk all about hate. Yeah, because this church is built on hate.
There's a church?
There is. The Church of the Subgenius. You know, we did that big... Remember that thing with Bob and X-Day?
Yeah, it was supposed to be over. I thought the world ended.
No. X-Day could be any minute. The world did end, but we didn't. So X-Day, any second and counting.
Well, I guess there could be hate in the afterlife if you're on the pleasure vessels, the escape vessels, and that's what gets you off.
Man, that'd be pretty sad, though, if you had every pleasure known to the universe right there at your fingertips and you chose to still hate anyway and
right.
Take it out on other people. That would mean there's something wrong with you, buddy.
Maybe they're trying to avoid the fact that they're just a piece of ish.
Yeah, well, some people are pieces of ish, and some people should hate themselves, but most people... it's funny, because in the general population, of pink population, people alibi for themselves and just basically try not to think about their own foibles. And that is true enough to some extent in this church, but most of the people I've run into are their own worst critics. They hate themselves more than anyone else could possibly hate them.
Well, that's because they know themselves better than they know other people.
It's not so much that you're okay, it's that everyone is f***ed.
Hate is close to love and fear.
One possible way to express hate is love plus fear. Love and hate are not opposites. I'm not even going to bother to try to explain that. It's true on its surface. It is patently true. Well, I mean, how else do you explain, you know, people who are married for 15 years and in love? Do they ever break up nice? No, they never break up nice. They go at each other with rusty meat hooks.
And they know each other well enough to make it really hurt.
Familiarity breeds contempt sometimes. People are, in a way, they are drawn to the things that they hate.
Sure, they say opposites attract. And a lot of people are afraid of the things they don't understand and don't know.
I hate men. I can't abide them even now and then. Than ever marry one of them, I'd rest a maiden rather. For husbands are a boring lot and only give you bother. Of course, I'm awfully glad that mother had to marry father. But I hate men. Of all the types I've ever met within our democracy, I hate the most the athlete with his manner bold and brassy. He may have hair upon his chest, but sister, so has Lassie. Oh, I hate men. I hate men. Though roosters they, I will not play the hen. You may be wooed by Jack Guitar, so charming and so chipper, but if you take him for a mate, be sure that you're the skipper. For Jack Guitar can go too far. Remember Jack the Ripper. Oh, I hate men. If thou should wed a businessman, be wary, oh, be wary. He'll tell you he's detained in town on business necessary. But business is the business which he gives his secretary. Oh, I hate men.
So don't think, oh, I hate movies or I hate ho-hos or just like those things. You might even have a resentment towards them for some deeper reason. But if you're going to hate something,
save your hate. It's precious things.
Have you noticed how the Church of the Subgenius has kind of toned down on the hate thing since that disaster up in New York?
I have, and I understand that completely, because it's not too cool to be ranting on the radio about I hate this and I hate that right now.
Well, unless you're a right-wing cuff.
Well, yeah, unless you're the Anahanosh, then you can hate whoever the hell you want, because you know who to hate. You hate the right people. You hate Snowball. We are Snowball.
Unless and until the American people demand the restoration of those moral and spiritual priorities, I simply do not believe that we're going to solve any other problems as well.
Big Matt from North Carolina State. He's a worthless piece of shit. He's a paragon of hate. He's a redneck. Face, brain dead waste of space, 2-bit, 2-timey mother, cool and slime, against gay rights, and funding for the arts, cried to cancel PBS and tear Big Bird apart. Cut hate funding, corporate welfare for the rich, he's a shameless money grubber, he's a $2 bitch. Why won't Jesse Helms just hurry up and die? Why won't Jesse Helms just hurry up and die? Fundamentalist, quadic quest prick, he's ugly as a Morlock, dumb as a brick, he's a sack of shit hypocrite, single-minded mad bigot, punk bitch, ignorant, as much sycophant, lifelong friend of the deadly cancer sticks, thinks AIDS is the fault of the people it inflicts, racist, who supports segregation, foe of the people, friend of the corporation. Why won't Jesse Helms just hurry up and die? Why won't Jesse Helms just hurry up and die? Why won't Jesse Helms just hurry up and die? Why won't Jesse Helms just hurry up and die? Damn. Get up, get up. Why won't Jesse Helms just hurry up and die? Why won't Jesse Helms just hurry up and die? Why won't Jesse Helms just hurry up and die? Hurry up and die. Why won't Jesse Helms just hurry up and die? Why won't Jesse Helms just hurry up and die? Why won't Jesse Helms just hurry up and die? Why won't Jesse Helms just hurry up and die? You're Jesse, you dumbass racist cracker mother. Why the f*** won't you just hurry up and die? And take that punk bitch Strom Thurmond with you.
People who act on their hatred just have to be careful. And again, not ascribe it to the radio shows they listen to.
Exactly. Exactly. Whether it's us or whatever.
You can't, especially those right-wing son of a bitches on the radio who try to tell you who to hate. Don't let people tell you who to hate or convince you who you should hate, because that's a controlling factor. It's as bad as having sexy broads on TV determine which beer you buy.
It is the first half of divide and conquer. If they can trick you into hating an entire gigantic culture, like the Arab culture, the Muslim world, which constitutes, yes, a sixth of the planet's occupants.
It's Sikhs.
And Sheikhs. And Sheikhs.
Yeah, there's vanilla. They got a raspberry one at McDonald's right now.
Raspberry. Tutti frutti. There is probably no other culture closer to ours than the Muslims, which is, yeah, a good reason to hate them, if you hate our culture as well. But
dude, hating our culture is like hating cavities. It just happens, and it's a thing that happens to you.
Glittering generalities is a tool of propaganda. They must divide before they can conquer. And that's why they want you to froth at the mouth when you see Arabs. Just like the Arab kingpins want their people to froth at the mouth when they see white people. It's a setup. Don't walk into the setup.
Killing everyone. future. I have the dreams I know. I see red and yellow, black, white and brown, holding hands and dancing around. And we never have to pay our bills again. I hate hate, yes, it makes me so mad that the people with the muscle can hurt us so bad. I hate hate. I wanna buy a gun and kill all the people that are killing everyone.
Also,
you but, should.
I mean, we live in their world. That's just how it is. Listen, we failed on our mission to sling our Yeti all over the face of pink normalcy. So this is what we're left with.
You know, if we were in charge, then they'd come up with some literally colorful name for us.
So what would they call us? We'd be the opaques. What would they call us?
If we were in charge and they hated us.
They wouldn't. I mean, the rainbows, that's too much like Jesse Jackson's Rainbow Coalition. They'd call us the Grays.
Oh, yeah.
And then we'd suck their brains out and they'd thank us for it. Kind of like this show.
Today left their wives saying, I have to hate you. God has called me on a mission and I go forth. I have to forsake you and my whole family to serve God. That's not what it says here, my friend. Let's pull up this word that was translated hate so that we can better understand it. And from the Strong's, it's mission. It's from missos. It means hatred, to detest, especially to persecute, by extension, listen to me, to love less. And that extension is what applies here. Christ does not want you to hate your mother, your father, your brothers and sisters. But he, as the father that created your soul through that son that was willing to give his life for you, call him brother if you choose, if you believe on him, he expects you to love him more. Did you hear what I said? He expects you to love him more and to love them less than you love him.
I hate the man. do hate me, don't you, Johnny?
I hate the fact that so many of you sons of bitches don't seem to care that this world sucks so bad.
Well, what are you supposed to do if you live with all your friends in a big pool of ish, and the only thing outside the pool of ish is shards of glass? Might as well stay in the soft, gooey ish.
That's true, but you could at least try to drag one of the guards into the ish with you.
I figure if you drag enough people with you, you can lay them on the broken glass and walk across them.
And that's what this church is all about.
Hate, of course, is what keeps this church going!
Another thing they say in this church is that too much is better than not enough, but just barely. So you have to have that modicum of hate. Not so that you flip out and start blowing up abortion clinics like some moron.
No, just so you stay awake and alert and pay attention. If you have enough hate, then you've got the predatory eye, the eye of the tiger, basically, without maybe the competitive spirit. You're paying more attention. Your lizard brain is kicked in with this slightly higher level emotion. This hate thing is a real focusing agent. It gets your adrenaline going?
Yeah. It is the purest form of competition where you're not competing with some other frog to snap up as many flies as you can. You are competing with reality itself. You are grabbing reality by the neck and trying to squeeze the sustenance out of the universe. That is what hate is useful for. That craziness can help you a lot. You get that crazy energy. Like, say you're trying to dig a ditch. If you can trick yourself into hating the dirt, you're going to go mad, and you're going to dig the hell out of that dirt.
Unless you hit that berserker level, and you bite your own tongue, and you take that shovel and start hitting your dig mates. Well, you can let the hate get away from you.
Oh, and more often than not, it does. Your hate is stronger than you are.
Star Wars people. Have a negative self-image and hate the way you look, but that doesn't mean you have to beat up on yourself.
And it doesn't have to be hate either. There is a word called dislike out there. There is disaffinity. There are lots of other words besides hate. Hate has a very narrow definition.
You have to wish evil upon something.
Well, you can wish evil upon your own hair or upon your own makeup or clothes or whatever.
But again, you got to see how that's a losing game. Embrace you. Give yourself a break.
Do give yourself a damn break, because they're not going to, are they? They're going to try to grind you into the ground.
Now, see, you've just generalized a they, though. Of course, we do that.
We do that. I have no problems. I used to be very conscious about using pronouns, the theys.
The capital pronouns?
I am almost positive that just about everyone who listens to the show has a they and knows who they are, even if it's not the same they that I mean. They have a they. We all have a they.
Sure.
They say, oh, paranoid schizophrenics always have a they. Everyone has a they.
And I hate that type of fake news where it sort of tries to plant seeds into people. Am I sick? Do I have a problem? I don't know. Are you the werejackal? I hate the werejackal.
I love the werejackal.
Well, there you go. It's the yin and yang that brings this show to you.
I have no feelings on the werejackal whatsoever. Oh, oh, oh.
Here's two cures for hate. Drugs that make you too complacent to be hateful. Regular regimen of healthy sex and interaction with other people.
Education in general. If you are educated on something, you are less likely to fear it. And since hate is love plus fear, it won't be hate anymore.
They say you hate and fear what you don't understand, but learn to grok that thing. And if you still hate it afterwards, then perhaps it's by itself hateful, like an absolute value.
Some things are worthy of hate, such as hate itself.
That's just unconscious knowledge.
So, since I'm bigoted against bigots, why can't I hate hate?
Yeah, you can be small-minded against the small-minded.
I am. I can't help myself. And of course, if none of this works, then death, of course, is the ultimate cure for everything. You will die eventually. I don't understand what hurry some of you are in. I'm talking to junkies and motorcyclists.
The dread is gone! Let's get down!
Sad-hearted lovers could cry in their beer, what the heck. It didn't concern me, was none of my business. I never had nothing to say. But suddenly, darling, the table has turned. You have left me for somebody new. And now it's hard to express the resentment I feel for the years that I've wasted on you. But let me kind of put this another way, okay?
Ein, zwei, drei, vier! I know it's not unusual. There's something so unique. There's probably hundreds of wonderful love affairs that go bad in this town every week. But all of them others that said that it lovers could cry in their beer, what the hey? It didn't concern me. It was none of my business. I never had nothing to say.
Love, H-A-T-R-E-D, I'm bitter and malign, you got me.
is at best a short duration personal savior. If hate gets you through it, then terrific. But if you come to rely on it, I hate to use the word addicted, but if you become a rageaholic, then you puffed up and you need to stop.
Your car is going to start messing up on you, your car being your body. The stress that's associated with feeling intense hate at all times will kill you really quickly.
Really quickly.
I don't care how strong, bullish of a person you are, you're not going to manage 30 years of hatred towards people without showing signs of the stress physically.
Adrenaline ages your organs like nothing else, even smoking.
Wow. Even smoking hobo toenails?
Possibly not smoking hobo toenails.
I hate people who drive like ish, and I drive like ish probably, but I hate people who don't use their turn signals and get up on my ass or drive way slow on the road.
Traffic is the perfect analogy for our whole way of existence.
Well, I don't live day to day next to columns of other people moving forward.
Yes, you do.
In my car.
In time.
Oh.
We're all moving forward in time at the same rate.
Time isn't real.
I know time isn't real, but we're stuck with that illusion, so we kind of have to
even
deal
Einstein
with
said
it.
He couldn't really define the deal behind time.
And, of course, when that happens, all of these stupid pinks, their minds are basically just going to give, and we're either going to have to harvest them for organs or build reefs out of them.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when it'll be up to us, the freaky-ass 10%, or maybe 25, I don't
know. The weird revolution.
The weird revolution will commence. And they will be useless, and we will be the new Australopithecus. No, we don't want to be Australopithecus.
No, they're extinct.
No, they will be the new Australopithecus, and we will be beating them to death with their own bones.
Hey, you son of a bitch! Listen to that! Listen to me well! If you think I'm talking about you, if you feel calm, sir, so this song's dedicated to you. This song's for you, and it's called Hatred Will Never Die.
We'll never die. If you would like more information on the Church of the Subgenius,
write to them at P.O. Box 204206, Austin, Texas 78720-4206. Or visit them online at
www.subgenius.com.
Another fine Lymph Node production!
Visit us online at lymphnodeinstitute.com.
Or write to us at P.O. Box 670. 541 Marietta, Georgia 30066-0126.
Because we don't want to live in a world full of zombies, do you?
You have heard the Misfits performing Some Kind of Hate, Nancy Walker doing Cole Porter's I Hate Men, MC Hawking performing Why Won't Jesse Helms Just Hurry Up and Die, The Clean Version, Bad Religion performing Recipe for Hate, Cattle Prod performing I Hate Hate, The Lymph Node Institute with Who Do You Hate and Love Good, Love Bad Part 3, The Misfits performing Hate Breeders, Abhorrence performing The Essence of Hate. That was the guy who sounded like he was going to shoot one of his balls across the room. Tony O.K. performing H-A-T-R-E-D. And last and least, Lust performing Hatred Will Never Die. And now, an opposing view from Mr. Bungle.
Just too little of what the world needs now is love, sweet love. Oh, not just for two, but for everyone.
God, it'll be another mountain.
What the world needs now
Press 2 if you know the name of the promo you'd like to hear. You have selected Hour of Slack.
In a world gone pink, one ragtag band of Yetis dares to fight the conspiracy. Red-eyed warriors behind enemy lines courageously rescue your slack every Saturday night at midnight on WREK Atlanta.
General for Life J.R. Bob Dobbs rallies the troops under the auspices of his fluffy puppet Ivan Stang to guide the world into a new dark age of slack. But it won't be easy! The conspiracy thought tube is slurping at your cerebellum and molesting your medulla oblongata!
Don't call your pusher, don't call your priest. Just listen to the Hour of Slack, followed by Bob Slack Time Funhouse, every Saturday night at midnight, right here on WREK Atlanta.
Listen online at WREK.org